The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Hebron Presbyterian Church on this rainy morning, though it is joyous, for we've needed the rain. Welcome to you all in person and to you also online. It's our prayer that during this Easter season, that as we are gathered to worship, that you would experience the presence of the living Jesus here. Just have a couple of announcements before we begin. Next Sunday, that is April 26th, worship will be outdoors. We will be across the parking lot in the open field. I'm hoping that the weather will be just fine for that. Next week, if you would bring any camp chairs or outdoor chairs that you have for yourself, and if you have extras, bring those, and we will have worship outdoors on the lawn. If you don't have any of those, there will be some, a limited number provided. So we hope that you will join us as we relish in this spring weather. But again, maybe not rainy. Following our time with young disciples in worship, you can see that time in printed in the bulletin. Following that time with the young disciples, some of our volunteers will invite the children to go back with them into the fellowship hall to do some activities. So if you or your child or you want to go back and after that, that's after the Apostles' Creed, we invite you to go. And following worship, of course, as always, we have fellowship and refreshments in Holman Hall. There is a great spread, and so we hope to see you there. Now this morning, as you may realize, this is a special Sunday because this is Hebron Day School Sunday. And we are welcoming, of course, all of you from the day school community and celebrating with joy our teachers. And a little bit more, today we're especially celebrating the retirement of our director, Mrs. B. So they didn't know I was going to do this, but I would like to invite all of the teachers forward. I'm going to come down there, but I would invite all the teachers forward and our assistants right now. These are the people that make the day school possible. And we especially celebrate today Mrs. B. She's been here for 22 years, has seen many generations move through the day school and really had transformed the program into what it is today. And so, on behalf of the church, we have something to present to you. Stand. Introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Pearl. I'm the president of the day school board. I'm also a member here at Hebron. So we have a proclamation from the session and the congregation. Whereas Shirley Bonovich has been a faithful and dedicated teacher and director of Hebron Day School for 22 years, and whereas for the duration of that 22 years, Shirley has provided hundreds of students with a safe, warm and welcoming Christian learning environment spreading the good news, and whereas Shirley has taken every opportunity to enrich the students' time at HDS with music, dance, family events, holiday celebrations, field trips, visits with Goochland County deputies, EMS, and fire personnel. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the session of Hebron Presbyterian Church wishes to honor Shirley Bonovich and thank her for the extraordinary effort put forth on Hebron Day Schools and Hebron Presbyterian Church behalf, given this 19th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2026.
So we celebrate you, Shirley, and we celebrate all of the lives that you have impacted, that just a few are here today. And of course, all the lives that you all impact in your time at the day school. So I would invite us now, as we turn to pray and bless our teachers, I would invite you to extend your hand as a sign of blessing over our teachers as we pray. Our good and gracious God, we give you thanks that you have equipped people to serve our children, to raise up the next generation in places of safety and fun. We especially thank you for the Hebron Day School, for the many years that it has served the families of this community. And we thank you especially for these teachers, O God, for the hours of dedication that they have put in, for the work and the sweat and even the tears that they have put into creating a space where these children can grow and know you. So God, we pray that you would bless them, that you'd bless all of the families and community members of the Hebron Day School. Help us to support them and to love them. Prosper the work that is done in the school, O God. And help us in all things to glorify you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Yes. Give that back to you. Put it down in the push pole.
Let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Thank you, Marcus. Please rise. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of God's name. Make his praises glorious.
All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name.
Thank you.
The same risen Lord who has gathered us to worship welcomes you here and greets you with these words. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. You've made us partakers of an eternal inheritance in your kingdom. And so it is in the power and love of Christ that we now stand, rejoicing to give you thanks and praise. Aid us, we pray, by your Holy Spirit, that we would worship you in spirit and in truth. Meet us here, O God. Nourish us with your word, and send us out to be witnesses to your grace. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive the mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Trusting in God's faithfulness and compassion, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name.
Amen. Almighty God, in his great mercy, gave Jesus Christ to die for you, and for Christ's sake forgives you all your sins. Therefore, as a called and ordained minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of God's forgiveness, let us confess the faith that holds us fast using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I would invite our young disciples down for a children's message. Now, people who come here regularly will know that oftentimes I say we're all children of God, so if you feel like this is the time that you need a message, you are welcome to come forward. Do you want to just... Come on, sit right here. Marshall, wonderful. Come on, Wes, come on. You can scoot closer, scoot closer. MB, come forward a little bit. Marshall, come forward. Okay. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today, we're going to do a couple of things, but first we're going to read this story. I can praise God. I can praise God. But I'm going to need your help, okay? So I'm going to read the story, but then I'm going to need your help to do the actions, okay? We'll begin. I can praise God. I can praise God with my voice. La, 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 la. Can you do that? La, 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 la. I can praise God with my arms in the air. Show me your arms in the air. Waving and wriggling, hands held high. I can praise God by myself, head bowed and hands folded. Can you show me your hands folded? Nice. I can praise God with a great crowd, elbows touching and cheeks glowing. Can you touch my elbow? Everybody touching elbows. Sharing smiles and hugs. I can praise God with my eyes wide open. Can you show me how wide open your eyes can be? Or I can squeeze my eyes shut. Show me how. Shut. Nice. I can praise God loud. How loud can you be? Come on, I know you can be louder. Or I can praise God quiet. Shh. I can praise God when I'm happy. Show me your happy face. Nice. I can praise God when I'm sad. Can you show me your sad face? When I breathe in, when I breathe out, I can praise God. Can you breathe in? And breathe out. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The end. Okay, so we're going to pray together, but I want you to choose how you're going to pray. Are you going to pray with your arms up in the air? Are you going to pray like this? Are you going to have your eyes closed or your eyes open? You choose which one you want, okay? I'll jump in like this. Okay, Marshall, you're good. Good. Anybody else? Love it, love it. Okay, this is a repeat after me prayer. Dear God, thank you for showing us that we can praise you anywhere, everywhere, and however we want. Help us every day to give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Okay, so if you are part of the day school, you're going to come up here and we're going to sing some songs for everybody, okay? And Pastor Noah's going to help. Okay. Come on, we stand up on the step. Nice. Okay, can you go stand? Oh, keep standing, Mark West. Nice. It's okay. Why don't you just stand right here? Okay, can you show me your hands? You remember what we're going to do? Ready? Jesus loves me, this I know. I can't hear you. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is. I can't hear you. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Nice. Okay. Okay, are we going to show them Father Abraham? Okay. This is a school favorite. Some of you might know the Father Abraham song, but it was a request that everyone join in, so I'll invite you all to stand for a moment, and we're going to show them how it's done, okay? Ready? Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot. Adults, it's okay if you can't do that one. Ready? Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, right foot, left foot. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left foot, head nod. Nice. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right foot, left foot, head nod, sit down. Just wait. We're going to do our prayer song. Okay, let me see your prayer hands. Nathan, can I stand with you? Can we do our prayer song together? Okay. Ready, my friends? God, we thank you for this day. I can't hear you. Yes, we thank you. God, we thank you for this day. Yes, we thank you. It's the Hebron school for me. That's where I love to be. I learn and play and have fun each day with my friends at Hebron School. Nice. Okay, our young disciples, and any of our young disciples can go with Miss Paula over here back to the fellowship hall for some activities. Go, go. Didn't know that worship was going to be calisthenics today. Let us turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we live in the light of your resurrection power. In raising Jesus Christ from the dead, you said that death has no sting and that life forevermore is ours. So God, as we come to your word to hear you speak, meet us with your life-giving power and fill us anew. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to John, the first chapter, beginning in the 19th verse. You can follow along in your pew Bible on page 862, or it will be on the screen. Oftentimes in the Easter season, we come to the end of the resurrection story and the beginning of the disciples' story, but we're going to go back a little bit to the beginning of the gospel as we approach this question. What does it look like to be a witness? What does it look like to be a witness? So this is God's word to you. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' and I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today marks the beginning of a new sermon series in which we will be exploring the question, what does it look like? What does it mean to be a witness? Indeed, it is the calling of every Christian to be a witness. After his resurrection and before he ascended into heaven, Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." This is our common calling. To be a Christian is to be a witness. But the question is, what does that actually mean? You know, if I polled all of you here in this room, I think we would come up with really a diversity of images that come to mind when we hear the word witness. And it seems that there are as many different ideas as to what it means to be a witness as there are Christians in the world. For some, witnessing is going out on street corners and shouting out a message. For others, witnessing is any and every good deed, whether they know you're a Christian or not. And still others see witnessing as simply just inviting people to church. Now, as we see these radically different and sometimes conflicting views of what witness is, we may begin to have a similar sentiment to our friend Inigo Montoya in The Princess Bride. You use that word, Christian. I don't think it means what you think it means. So we are called to look afresh as to what it means to be a witness to Jesus Christ. And I can think of no better place to begin our discovery than with the first and maybe the greatest witness in the New Testament, John the Baptist. Now you'll remember that John was the miracle child of Zechariah the priest and Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary. After the angel had visited Zechariah and said to him, "In your old age, you will have a son," and that came to pass. All of that's in that nativity story. Sometime thereafter, once he had become an adult, he went out into the wilderness of Judea, near the shore of the Jordan River. Imagine an arid and dry place, having a little bit of life from the river, but still wilderness. And he began preaching repentance and baptizing people, that is, dunking them under the water for the forgiveness of their sins. His look was that of a hermit. He wore a camel hair suit, and he ate only locusts and wild honey. That's a different kind of diet plan. Now, it was strange, no doubt, but his looks and his actions were imbued with deep, rich biblical symbolism and meaning. And when people heard that he was doing all of this, they came in great crowds from the city and from the county to see what is this man all about. Now, among those who came to visit were the Pharisees. Those were the religious elite of the day. They thought John was rather strange, but they recognized the biblical symbolism, and so they wanted to find out more. They sent messengers to ask him and find out, what does he have to say for himself? In a sense, John had to give a defense of his words and his deeds. Was he just a crazy hermit? Was he a zealous disciple? Or was he something more? Now, it is in his response to the messengers of the Pharisees that we begin to see what it means to be a witness. namely, using our words to point beyond ourselves to what we have seen or experienced. Using our words to point beyond ourselves to what we have seen or experienced. Now, John was hardly at a loss for words, but they had a purpose. He readily answered the messengers, telling them just exactly who he thought he was and what he was doing. "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' It is by his words that he gives meaning and weight to his act of baptizing. He was fulfilling prophecy. He was preparing the way for the Lord's coming. And without his words of explanation, his actions would have meant nothing. And so we see that witnessing begins with words. Now you might be saying to me, hold up a second, what about actions? Witnessing does include actions. We see that in John 2, and we'll talk about that next week a little bit more. Witnessing is definitely more than just words, but it is never less than words. Our words, our explanations, our proclamation give shape and meaning and weight to our actions. They reveal our motivations. They reveal our purpose. And apart from our words, our actions are at best ambiguous and at worst meaningless. So we must speak if we are to be witnesses. There are no secret, no silent witnesses. But John the Baptist did not simply speak about whatever came into his head. No, he talked about, he spoke and proclaimed that which he saw and experienced. He didn't simply go out into the wilderness and start baptizing because he thought, well, that sounds like a good thing to do. But he experienced a call from God to go out. He was sent to proclaim and baptize. Likewise, John didn't just point to Jesus because he looked like a kind of nice dude, but because he saw the Spirit descend and remain on him. In fact, he says, "I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." John spoke of that which was meaningful and impactful in his life. Now, I think we can understand this when we read a good book or we go to a great restaurant, when we watch a meaningful show or documentary, we share it with others. Maybe we post about it online or we tell a friend. And even in the right circumstances, we may recommend it to a stranger, a complete stranger. We naturally want to share what has made an impact on us. We naturally want to share what has been a meaningful experience to us. So how much more the good news of Jesus Christ? For in it we have received new life, forgiveness, and peace. If we have been transformed by the power of the gospel, how can we not share it with others? Now, this does not mean that you have to leave here today and go out onto every street corner and start shouting out to people. But it does mean that we will have to give an account of the hope that we have. And as people see your life impacted by Jesus, they will begin to ask questions. How can you have hope in this chaotic world? What gives your life meaning? So witnessing is speaking about that which we have seen and experienced in the gospel. And finally, as John continued to speak, as he continued to answer the messengers, they kept trying to divert him to talking about himself. I mean, that's why they were sent, after all. Well, what about you? Who are you? But John wouldn't have it. He kept pointing them beyond himself. He pointed them to the Lord. He proclaimed the one who was coming greater than he. And finally, when Jesus shows up, he points at him and he declares, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." His witness was not about something within himself, but about the one who was beyond him. And this is probably the most important point to understand. The Christian message is not about something we manufacture inside ourselves. It is not another self-help routine. It is not another spiritual ladder to climb or a box to check. No, the gospel is not about what is within us, but it is about what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. It is the announcement that through his life and death and resurrection, Jesus has defeated the powers of sin and death and hell, which thought they ruled this world. That Christ has established and inaugurated God's righteous reign as its king. And that that same Jesus gives you freedom from these powers, raises you to new life, and now gifts you overflowing grace and mercy and peace. This is not something we could have done for ourselves, but Jesus on the cross cries, "It is finished." Our witness is pointing beyond ourselves to the one who came to be God with us and for us. We do not end at our testimony, but point to what has been done in Christ. The world doesn't need more self-help. It needs the announcement that all things are being made new. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Many people are fond of those words often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. You may know them. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. Now, there's some good there, I'll admit. But if John the Baptist were here right now, he'd probably make a little grammatical change. His would read, "Preach the gospel at all times if necessary. Use words." Amen.
Teach me, Lord, that I may teach the precious.
Let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Our good and gracious God, in raising Jesus Christ from the dead, you pronounced your victory over the powers of death and established your eternal kingdom to come. By the Holy Spirit, you unite us to the crucified and risen Christ, making us partakers of all his benefits, life, salvation, forgiveness, peace. As we have been transformed, you send us out to be your witnesses, pointing to him who is making all things new. Empower us in witnessing, O God, that with our words we may share all that we have seen and experienced in the gospel. Help us to meet the brokenness of our world with your good news, the announcement that it is finished. Grant us courage to speak boldly and in love all that you would have us say. And hear us now, O God, as we lift to you our cares. Holy Father, by your sovereign power, you ordain all things for our good and for your glory. Grant, we pray, that your justice and peace would spread in every land. Bring an end to our warring violence and help us to be agents of your reconciling love. We pray, O God, for this nation, that you would bring an end to our divisions, that you unite what is torn asunder, that you'd give wisdom and understanding to those in authority. And help us that we may remember that we are all created in your image and likeness. Help us to serve one another and work as a nation for the common good of all people. This day, O God, we also pray and give you thanks for teachers, for those who give their time and energy and talents to educate the young. We pray especially for the teachers of the Hebron Day School, for their assistants, for all the families and children in the day school. We pray that they may look to you, the fount of all wisdom, and find in you the grounding of their joy, their peace, and their life. Help us, O God, as a congregation to support the day school, that we may come together alongside these families to create places of safe learning and fun. O Holy Jesus, in dying and rising, you have established a new and unending covenant of forgiveness and grace. Grant that all of those who have been reborn to a living hope may show in their lives what they confess by their faith. So fill us with your Spirit, we pray, that as we reach out our hands in love, we may bring those who do not know you to the love and honor of you, to the glory of your name. We pray especially for our brothers and sisters in the church in China. We pray that you would raise up new leaders who have experienced the transformative power of the gospel, that you would strengthen disciples in faith, hope, and love, that you would preserve them from persecution and uphold them in their witness. We know that you have all things in your hands, O God, and so we commend these saints to your will. We pray also this day for this church, which you have called Hebron. Grant us courage to step beyond what is known and comfortable to where you are calling us to serve, to witness, and to love. Bless our discernment, O God, as we seek to hear and see what you would have us do and be. And lead us, we pray, in paths of righteousness and love. Holy Spirit, comforter and guide, bless all those this day that suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Especially we lift to you those circumstances and people which weigh on our hearts, and name them before you now. Holy Trinity. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. For we make our prayer in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God pours out his gifts in abundance upon us, and so we give back just a portion of that for the work of his church and the glory of his name. If you have felt welcome today in worship, we invite you to fill out the connect card that is in your pew. We'd love to pray for you and connect further, and this is a good opportunity for us to get your information and to reach out. I also want you to know that today we are taking up a special offering. Alongside our regular offering, we are also taking up money for our Hebron Day School scholarships. So if you have a check or cash, please, if you have cash, there are envelopes in the pew, and just mark Hebron Scholarships. If you have a check, just make it out to the church, but write Hebron Scholarships in the memo line. For those who may not have prepared anything of Hebron members, if you want to bring a check or bring any money throughout the week, this really supports the families of the day school, and especially those vulnerable in our community who may want a program like the day school. It helps them afford it. So any monies that we give throughout this week and even next Sunday made out to the day school scholarships will be accepted. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
By faith we see the hand of God.
Our gracious God, we give you thanks for the abundance of gifts that you give, and we give these as just a token of our gratitude and faith. Use them, sanctify them, and increase them, O God, that we may not serve ourselves, but may serve one another and the whole world for your glory. Amen. Believer to be a witness, and we witness with our words, pointing beyond ourselves to what we have seen and experienced in Jesus Christ. So go forth from this place to love and serve the Lord, witnessing in his name. And as you go, go with the blessing of Almighty God that I lay upon you now in his name. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord look upon you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace this day, always and forever. Amen.